Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570. We are Baltimore Positive. And I tell you what, nothing more positive than playing football into the end of January, not even the middle of January, getting toward the end, although the Mile High Miracle showed up on my timeline. I have purchased a Derrick Henry jersey that I christened with a little consomme over here from Nacho Mama's and the Birria Ramen before we lost Nacho Mama's at midnight on Sunday. But I tell you what, we're off to Buffalo this week. Luke's going to be running around Owings Mills. We have flights to Kansas City booked. He and I are going to go to Kansas City if they beat the Bills this weekend. They are an underdog at least as the week began, but it is a long week. I got a guy here that is the only guy I know other than me that does not gamble on sports. I mean, I was in a bar over the weekend. Everybody's gambling on sports. And I talked to John Martin
Huge.
about that. Slow your roll, make it easy. I hope you're winning and not losing. I hope it's fun and not silly. Leonard Raskin is here. He doesn't gamble with money. He follows the American dream and helps you support that at Raskin Global, where they empower folks to find their financial future and not through a gambling docket. But I tell you what, the Pittsburgh Steelers were on borrowed time till they got here the other day, and now we've got a game here. And I don't know if you had a dollar to bet it on purple or on red, white, and blue in Buffalo, but it's the game of the year, right? I mean, it's the game
Yeah,
everybody's gonna be talking
big,
about Sunday
big.
night, last game. Who knows? Maybe Houston wins early on Saturday, and we're thinking about a home game. But either way, this is why we love sports, right? This is
That's
why
it.
where we are right now, right?
It's what everybody's watching. It's why everybody's watching. I was at the Ravens game in the chill of the Baltimore evening.
Did you catch a cold? You sound like you're sick, dude.
I
Are you all
think it
right?
came. I got a little sniffle thing going. It came a little before the game. So I didn't tailgate because I didn't want to stand out in the freezing for more than was necessary. And then went to the game, screamed all night, and came home with a little throaty going on
Okay,
top of the
that's so.
snooze.
This is, man. What did you sound
And
like
this is,
yesterday?
oh, I was just soothing yesterday. That's all I was doing was soothing. You know what's amazing is it's a great weekend because I was texting with the boy, had to arrange his sleep properly. So that
So
we could
your son's
watch
in Ireland, Scotland, so they're 5 hours.
5 hours
So
ahead.
man, an 8 o'clock kickoff is really
No,
like
no, no.
it's one
Wait,
hammer,
wait.
right?
We got to talk a Buckeye kickoff against Texas.
Oh, right. That's right. He's a
So
Buckeye, right.
He was up and we were FaceTiming and
That's both
texting
nights. He had to change his whole, right.
both
Oh,
nights.
at 8 o'clock, the other game was at 8 o'clock, too, right? Penn
Exactly,
State.
exactly.
I mean,
So
if
it
you
was
love
what.
Ohio State, you want to watch Penn State lose, too, right?
Absolutely. We didn't care about that one much. It really didn't matter. All we cared about was that the Buckeyes won. So we're texting, FaceTiming, watching the game together as dads and sons tend to do with the wife. We're watching Ohio State. He tells me, I can hear him. He's screaming so loud after the sack fumble pickup score, Jack Sawyer in the Buckeye game that he thought neighbors were going to call the police.
Well, it was
So.
3 in the morning
It was
there.
right. It was 4 in the morning. It was four in the
Yeah.
morning. Exactly right. So we had a great Buckeye game. Then, obviously, a great Ravens game. And outside screaming at the Ravens, I was stunned at the 21-0, as I imagine the squealers were as well. I thought it'd be a good game. I thought we'd win. I thought the spread was a little heavy. I think it was 9. Again, not a gambler, but I know what's going on.
9.5.
9.5. I thought that was a little steep. I thought maybe 5, home plus a couple.
Well, it's
21
funny. We
nothing.
beat him by 17 at Christmas,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And that this game here beat him by 14. Way more lopsided this game.
Absolutely. This
So
was a
that was a good
totally
game
different game.
Thursday. Yeah.
That was a good game until our Darius Washington
It
cracked
hit Wilson. Yeah.
Wilson in the fumble. I mean, it was a great game till
Well,
that
the
moment.
Marlin pick too. I mean.
Yeah. But this game was unbelievable. I was shocked at some of their play calls. It looked like their will was broken early and they just didn't feel like the fight. And then, oddly enough, I don't know, Tomlin, after the 2-minute warning, calling timeouts was just silly. What was he thinking? Oh, we might have a chance to get it back and get an onside kick and make this happen. I don't know what he was doing. But it was quite the celebration. It was a lovely evening.
He, if he were here, he'd say, "You play to the end of the game." You know, he would do
Well, then he
all
should
that
have
stuff.
played better in the beginning of the game.
Listen, I don't think
Oh,
the beating up of Mike Tomlin that's going to commence, that already commenced,
it's crazy. Crazy.
they don't they don't have a quarterback. Right,
They
right. I mean, they
need a
don't
lot
have
of
a good
things right
enough
now.
quarterback.
That's right.
And
I mean,
that opens up a lot of things.
you're not going to build a team around Russell Wilson now. That's ridiculous.
So now they have to go in a different. You know, Luke and I went down this river
Justin
with the
Fields is a
drafting of.
decent quarterback. I think they can do a good job. He's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's
You think he's
great.
going to win playoff games? He's going to beat Joe Burrow and beat Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen? I don't think
Given
so.
a chance to play, I think he can show it.
Look, Herbert, you know, we think he's a guy who can do it.
I don't
Even
think he
though it looks
is.
like
I don't think he is.
I'm wearing Chargers blue. I'm actually wearing Oiler blue
I thought they were
this is my
stupid.
Derrick Henry. By the
I
way, you
thought they
haven't
were.
even commented on my
That's
Derrick.
it's
Dude,
exquisite.
isn't
I saw it. I
this is
saw it.
exquisite, isn't it? I mean, look at this
Absolutely.
thing.
Look at
Isn't
that.
this is perfect, right? This is what I should be wearing right now, right? I
There you
mean,
go. He romped him. He romped him. I don't think Patrick Queen even wanted to touch him when he ran through the middle. I don't know what that was about. Nobody even tried to stop him. Ridiculous.
well, as we get to this point, I need to bring something up with you. We'll get back to the Ravens game in a minute because you were at the game. I want to hear all about it. I woke up on Monday morning early, and Luke and I do all of our morning radio, and I looked on my timeline, and this is so algorithm and it's
Yeah,
Zuckerberg and like all of
sure.
that, right? The minute I woke up, first thing I do is get my Zeke's coffee ready and I'm, getting myself organized. And I look on my timeline, HTTR, Hail, HTTR, Burgundy,
Oh,
Gold, Gold, Burgundy,
wow.
Burgundy, Gold,
Yeah.
all over my timeline. And I'm like,
Doink.
and I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know I knew so many of them, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you and I are of kindred spirit age, Colts leaving, all of
Hate,
that,
hate,
that.
hate.
Yeah, the H stands for hate, right? Not hail. But the weird thing is, they're in different uniforms now. Dan Snyder's gone. This kid is likable. I mean, McLaren just seems like such a good dude. I mean, I listened to the Redskins broadcast in the car on the. Did I say I said Reds? I'm
You
sorry.
did. I get it. It's hard. It's
It's hard.
hard,
It's
man. It's
hard.
been forever.
It's hard.
And
So.
Commanders is a weird name. It's a weird name.
Yeah, just all of it. The whole Dan Snyder thing, the
Doesn't
fact
flow.
that.
Doesn't flow.
So for me, I don't have the same instinctive
Hate.
disdain for
Hate.
them.
Right.
Same thing with the Colts when Flacco's running around. Same thing even for the Steelers. They're just another team. We've won two championships here. I'm 56. I don't think like that anymore as a
Right.
human.
Right.
Even in regard to Chad Steele or Greg Bader, I just don't. Donald Trump. I don't even think in that way. I just sort
Well,
of like,
it ruins your life. It
yeah, I
ruins
mean,
your life.
yeah, I
That's the
just sort of
problem.
move around that I'm not a consumed, even though I have consomme from Nacho Mamas, I'm not consumed. I just like saying consomme. It's a great word.
Here you go.
Makes me feel like I want to go to Paris or Quebec. I feel like with the Washington football scenario, I'll say this. I know Dan Quinn. I've spent time with Dan Quinn in and around and the Salisbury State part of him when he was with the Falcons. And he's just such a good, good man. I mean, you can't spend 10 minutes with Dan Quinn and not like Dan Quinn. And you just can't. And I'll say the same thing for the kid that coaches the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell. I spent an hour and a half with him at the owners' meetings a couple years ago. Just. How often do you hear me say, "Oh, I'm so impressed by"? It's like Tony Romo, who's impressed by everybody. If you know what I mean? Like when I kiss somebody's ass, count on it. It's like Charlie Ekman, go to sleep. Like I'm telling you, Dan Quinn is
Good people.
eminently likable, and the fact that they're playing 30 minutes away and they play in the state of Maryland, they're
Right.
Maryland's team, whether
They
we like it
are.
or
They
not,
are indeed.
right? They're the NFC. They don't mean anything. They,
And we
like
have
I
two teams when they
and.
didn't want us to have a team. I always laughed when they said they didn't want us to have a team. And then ultimately,
We're the more successful one.
they move. Yeah, but they move the team to Landover. And people think it's Washington. And I'm saying, it's in Maryland, dude. It's where the Caps used to play.
I'm not
Come
looking
on.
to, in any way, become a Commanders fan, right?
No,
Or to have them be
no.
my second team, or when
Not
the
even.
Ravens eventually go into the toilet because of
Oh,
people
no.
like Chad Steele, when
Heavens,
the
no.
Ravens put some 4-13s up, which they haven't in 30 years, but it's
Let's
kind
hope
of
it doesn't come.
look at New England. It's, I mean, Pittsburgh, and
Things
that's one of the
happen.
reasons you don't
Things
fire Mike
happen.
Tomlin. It's
That's
probably
right.
one of the reasons you don't fire John Harbaugh, even if he
That's right.
loses at home to Pittsburgh on Saturday night, is that you don't break.
Consistency is what you need.
Well, I mean, Leonard, you manage money. How much money would be a miracle as a client that you would promise somebody, I'm going to over 10 years get you 12% for it? Like, if you
It's
promise somebody,
impossible.
Impossible. There you
It's
thank you.
impossible.
Okay, so
Doesn't
impossible.
exist. It's not
There's no
reality.
such thing as 10 years and 14%. There's no
No,
such thing.
it's not reality.
Okay, so whatever you would promise them and say, if the market's doing 8 and I get you 6 and we're always to the good and we're all, that's the Steelers right now. They're never going to get you 20, but they're going to get you 4s and 6s and we're going to stack that up and we're winning. But in your world, that wins the Super Bowl. That's how you wind up with $1.7 million in your retirement account, right?
Par.
Literally.
All you got to do is shoot par. You don't have to be the best of the best. The best of the best. And the data better than me. Let's talk golf for a second, or we can look it up and find it, whatever. Between the number one golfer in the world and the number 25 golfer in the world, 10th of a stroke around or something ridiculous, or the 100th between number one and number 100 is a very small margin to par. And when you look at the NFL, they want parity. Let's face it. Why is Washington in the playoffs? Because they weren't good. And so they get to play teams that also weren't good. And then you get to win. You can't always get a top draft pick. And then when that happens, the thing in Pittsburgh, they're good enough not to get a great draft pick and not good enough to win. So they're trying to trade their way in and pick up the right people. And
Hey, they didn't stink when they drafted Roethlisberger. He wasn't a top five pick.
right. But let's face it, neither was Tom Brady, I don't think.
Yeah,
Wasn't
right. Yeah. Neither was
that what was
Lamar
that?
Jackson, who everybody
Eighth
passed on
round?
twice.
Yeah,
Right.
Lamar Jackson, the last pick of the first round of the draft. Last pick of the first round. How about Brock Purdy? Last pick of the last round. I think he's going to get paid this week. This year.
Roethlisberger was the 11th pick in the draft in 04, the
Okay.
11th,
But
yes.
Purdy was the last of the last.
Yeah,
And
and I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl with him, and I don't know that they're going to.
no,
And you could say you
well,
get close with the Garoppolo. I mean, there have been some guys in the Super Bowl that you would say, I
how'd
mean,
they get
Blake
there?
Bortles made it to a championship game. I mean,
How'd they get
so
there?
things happen,
That's
right?
right.
But inevitably, you want to take your chances with your the best stocks and. But it is in football, it is amazing that winning is not a Buffalo, they have not won a Super Bowl. Detroit, look at what they're going through from fan bases this week. We've won two here, and we haven't won lately, and Lamar hasn't won at all. And the only guys around here that have won are DaCosta, Tucker, and Harbaugh, right? All the rest of these people are trying for the first time in this organization to do this, and it's hard to do.
It's
And the day after you get
hard to
eliminated,
do.
everybody wants to fire everybody and everything. And you realize
Everybody.
there's a lot of sustained success in Pittsburgh and Buffalo and Baltimore that has not included championships in this era.
Well, I read, I don't know, a few weeks ago that you have to have a winner if you end up with Buffalo and Minnesota. Somebody's got to win.
Well, and the same thing would be Detroit if they were to get
No,
in.
but you know what I'm saying. How many times is Minnesota? What are they, five over five?
Yeah.
And Buffalo. Oh, look at Buffalo. How can you call them a failure over the years? Four straight Super Bowls.
And what they've built there
Oh,
in
my
regard to the
goodness.
community, and I see the
Yes.
stadium coming up and all that. I
Why are they
can't
not
believe they're
building a
building a new
dome?
stadium there. I can't believe that they're sacrificing all the tailgating
And
for
not
the
a
new
dome?
stadium.
And not a dome?
Well, I don't think they want that. I think they
I get
want.
it. It's crazy. It's crazy. Come
How'd you like
on.
to be one of the taxpayers in Long Island or Montauk paying for it in New York?
Yeah, nice. Not, well, they don't consider that New York. They consider that Southern Canada.
Look, man, Bon Jovi can't even show face in Buffalo after trying to take the team to Toronto, right?
That's right. That's right. Forget it. And he
Leonard
shouldn't.
Askin is here.
He
He's
shouldn't.
got he's trying to put together money to buy franchises here, including the defunct Oiler franchise of my youth.
Houston
And yeah,
Oilers.
man, I'll sing that song all day long. I'll watch it. Is it? Somebody wrote on my timeline like, you do know they wore the jerseys this weekend, and I'm like, it's awful that the Tennessee Titans wore it,
Right,
but it doesn't
right.
stop me from wanting to wear it and look good in it and sport, especially when I bought this for $45. I told you 75
Yeah.
cents on the internet, brand new with tags on it. My wife
Derrick Henry.
came home Sunday night because she's been with her family the last 10 days in Florida, freezing as well, and she's like, that jersey fits you well. She said
There you go.
it at least it fits right. It doesn't hang off of you. And I'm thought, well, there's my fashion statement. She might
That's
as well be
right.
Kyle Juszczyk's wife making fashion
Right.
statements. So for you with the Ravens this week, and
Yes.
for what you're a PSL holder, you're a club seat holder, you lost your voice is awful, Leonard, because you've been out there yelling.
Screaming weekend.
Expectation of them to win, go to Kansas City, win, and
Tough.
drag you down to New Orleans and drag 30 grand out of your pocket to go and do it as well
I
and go
think
down there.
this week is the tougher game, personally. I think they will have a tougher game with Buffalo than if they win with Kansas City. Just the way we play, the way they play, got to really step up. And you're
Beat them
playing at
35 to
Buffalo
10. You know what I mean? Like,
here
so.
and kill them like they weren't even on the field. Can we do it again? Look, we've won five straight, all by what, 15 or more? All by double digits, big wins, not against terrible teams, made Pittsburgh look terrible. So I watched the game, went to the game Saturday night, got home, I was all jacked. I was just juiced up. Friday night, Ohio State win. Saturday night, Ravens win. Saturday night, Washington Capitals win. The only Washington team I root for. Ovechkin with another goal, 22 short of Gretzky's all-time record. So I get home, gotta let the dog out, grab a spot on the couch, have a little late snack, flip on the TV, and watch the game.
Well, it's all day. I mean, I'm tired of looking at screens
Well,
and,
yeah, but I
you
had
know,
to watch the game, listen
I
to the
got to take a couple of
commentary,
days off here, you know? I
listen to the
mean,
commentary, and they couldn't believe, like, Pittsburgh had no will. They were talking about it the whole game. I was stunned myself watching it live. But watching Derrick Henry, let me ask you something here.
well, Isaiah likely had one too.
Yeah, but I thought when you're a lineman and you're blocking, right, you can't go to the head. It's illegal hands to the face.
But for running backs,
Running
let's do whatever
back,
you want.
receiver, he threw
The
a
head
right
slap is
cross.
back. Deacon Jones would be happy with that.
He
But
threw a right cross at Fitzpatrick and threw him away like a rag doll. I mean, my God, that's crazy. And then I was worried. I was really worried. I saw Lamar take a knee to the back. I was real worried there. I thought we had cracked ribs and all kinds of bad. He got up and ran again the next
well,
play.
Josh Allen at the end of the end of the end ripped his fingernail open. He's bleeding all over the place. And I'm thinking that's going to be a story for sure this week.
Can he throw without a fingernail? I think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's all sorts of things going on here that work against both of these teams once they get to Kansas City next week. If that were the case, Kansas City's a 10-point favorite at
Has
home.
Kansas City played in a month? I mean, my
N
goodness.
not hard.
Right,
And that
right.
worries me even more, you know, getting them healthy
Well,
and prepared and all that.
that's why I want to see Houston
I think
beat
they will
them.
steamroll Houston on
I think
Saturday.
so too. I think
I
so
you know,
too.
I think it'll be 24-3 at halftime, and you know, and then it's on. And then Sunday night we have to, but Philadelphia's in the tournament. Why they could be playing each other next week,
Right,
and this thing
right.
could this thing has all the potential to be legendary, right? Like
Could be.
all the way through. And I've even said to Luke, if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, and you think about the pathway of destroying Pittsburgh, winning in Buffalo, however they'll do it. I hope it doesn't take a Mile High Miracle or
Right,
a Orchard
right.
Park overture, or you know, I don't know,
Something.
whatever it would be.
I'd
And then
like to
go out
see
to
him
Kansas City and
roll.
win.
Go
If
roll.
that's what happens, if that's the pathway, it continues this storybook story for this kid from Pompano Beach who is better than everybody else at football, right?
Right. And I think, I don't know when MVP voting takes place. Is it already done?
Yes, voting's in.
It's
Yes.
already done. Okay, I didn't know that.
This does
But
not affect that.
I
Yes.
again didn't know that. So that was my point. This Sunday night would be an amazing picture of who wins. I mean, if we go in there and the offense destroys them and
Nobody's
they're
going to
shut
care about the
down.
most valuable player trophy the morning after they get eliminated. It's like
Of
Luke said,
course.
that
Of
NFL
course.
honors thing they do.
Yeah.
If you're there accepting the trophy, you
Sucks to be
lost.
you.
Yeah,
Right.
you
If you're at the
lost.
Pro Bowl, if you're at the Pro Bowl, it's not the game. And now what is it? Flag football. If you're at the Manning Flag Football Bowl, you lost. It's a bad day. I get it.
Oh.
I get it.
Well, it's a
The
great week
only
for
people that
football.
really care I think the only people that care is that when the Hall of Fame notifications go out.
Yes, very
That's the
much
only
so.
people that care.
I had Clark Judge on last week to talk about what we talked about.
Yeah,
Steve Smith, who
yeah.
was at the game the other night, Yonda,
Saw
and
Steve. Saw Steve in the
yeah,
box.
oh yes,
Had a
right. He was
chance.
doing all of that,
Had a
right?
chance to shake Steve's hand, give him a hug, congratulate him. We had a 2-minute little chat there. It was
He say
good to
anything
see
about
him.
getting in? We'll see. We'll see.
I just said, hey
Just
man.
nervous energy for all those guys that are on the
And
bubble.
how about
I
I
don't
think the
think he really thinks
Ravens.
he's getting in this year because he's
I
not.
don't
Like,
know. I think your marketing team and whoever, they did a great job Saturday night of Baltimore. They really did.
well,
I'll tell you,
all-time low, and the girl with
they
the violin,
had
it was unbelievable, right?
she is fantastic. I've seen her online and I didn't realize she was going to be there live. It was amazing. And then Suggs, Steve Smith, Nada, and then beginning middle of the fourth quarter, they bring out Ray. Where was he hiding for 3.5 quarters?
All they should have done, you know what they should have done, was played Renegade at the 2-minute warning when it was a 14-point lead. If they would have played Renegade for the Ravens fans to party, oh man, I endorse that, by the way. If I to tell if you see Chad Steele, don't mention the press pass that I don't have this week. Mention the fact that they should have played Renegade. If they wanted to
Late.
be tough guys, they had a chance to do that, you
Yeah,
know?
well, they brought Ray
Can
out.
you
That was
imagine
fantastic.
to the when Tomlin calls the timeout? Okay. Oh, mama, I'm confused. Oh my God, it would have been on like Donkey Kong. There, Letter Raskin is here.
He might have been on the field.
He
Tomlin might have been on the
manages
field.
money and manages the American dream beyond Lamar Jackson's American dream of making all this money and trying to win football games this week.
Absolutely.
Elevator speech for what Raskin Global? What is Raskin Global, Letter?
Raskin Global is a firm of advisors who help entrepreneurs, business owners, executives, ordinary Americans do the right thing with their money so they can achieve their American dream. So they can do with their money what's more important than the money itself. They understand its value to them for what? Whether it's to go to a football game in Buffalo, which it's not for most people,
By the
whether
way,
it's
tickets are
to.
cheap, buck and a half. You know,
There you go.
if you
There you
want to go
go.
freeze again, you've been to a game in Buffalo?
I have.
Yeah,
I
I've
have.
been to, you know, I mean,
I was
I
yelled
was.
at for 3 quarters.
So I'm wearing the
Some
Oiler
crazy people.
jersey right now. I was not at the game with the comeback. I was there the year before. The Bills soundly beat the Oilers, maybe 27-13 the year before, and you know, Kelly was on the ascending. It was the late 80s. Warren Moon was Warren Moon, and they were
Sure.
doing it. They just weren't good enough defensively. Certainly weren't good enough at that point. They were running and shooting and doing all of that. I saw that game, but I was there when they freight trained the Raiders. The Art Shell, Jay Schrader, 51-3 game. Ted Marchibroda, the K-Gun offense. I went to that game. I fell in love that weekend in Buffalo, 1980. It was New Year's Day, 1988. I was up there that for those games. So I went to Buffalo Bills games back in the late 80s with Rasig. Rasig's coming on this week. You know he's a lifer Bill fan as well.
It was cold.
But then in the modern era, when the Ravens existed, we played up there every 3, 5 years,
I've
and
been there.
I've been up 6 times in the modern
Tailgated with
era to go
Buffalo
to games.
friends. I never
Yeah.
broke a table.
Yeah, I mean, when I've gone up there, to be really honest with you, it was amazing in the 80s. Like it was just amazing to be there when they were winning 51-3 and going to their first Super Bowl, the one before Norwood. That was their first AFC Championship game. Rasig and I drove in our car with Judy Edgar. We all went to Buffalo, spent the weekend in Buffalo, and went to that game. We didn't have a team here then. Remember, I was
Right,
there.
of
Eagles team, it was
course.
1988, 89. And in the modern era, the Bills thing, my wife and I have been married 22 years. She's probably been up there 2 or 3 times. Luke's been up a couple. I went up before that. It's always been like 80,000 seat stadium and nobody in it. Because it's hard to fill, and they were awful, awful, awful. I'm talking about Marshawn Lynch was up there, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and just like so all of that. I'll tell you, dude, if you want an environment, and I
It's
know it's going to be
crazy
cold, it's
now.
supposed to snow on
It's going to
Sunday.
be crazy wild.
Tickets are a buck and a half. Like you can
Yeah, but you can get
go if
in.
you want
You
to
can get
go.
in.
It's six
That's
hours.
it.
Like Luke and I talked about going, and the reason we're not going is we didn't want to drive all day Monday. I got radio to do, and it was
Yeah.
sort of like, all right, the credential thing and sitting out in the cold, whatever. But we're flying to, we have flights out to Kansas City. We're going to go to Kansas City next week. Luke's going to use his credential. I'm going to stand like this, like the Hispanic guy drinking from the water fountain out in the back. The frozen water fountain out in the back. After doing this work for 40 years, but I would say Buffalo. This is an experience. If people, you know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely, it's a great
seriously,
place.
like if you're going to go to a
Great
road
place to
game,
see a game.
and I
Great
would run a
place.
bus if I felt like there were 50 people that wanted to get on a bus with me and go up, I would go up and freeze. I mean, it's. I don't dislike Buffalo. I think it's a great trip.
No,
It's.
it's a
I've just
great
done this
town.
for 30. People are asking me why I'm not going. A, I'm locked out. If you want to be a dick
Right,
about it,
right.
fine. Oh, you want to buy tickets? Like, I bought more tickets than anybody you know. Than anybody you've ever known, I have bought more Ravens tickets, Baker Koppelman, other than Minder, I have bought more tickets than anybody in the history of histories of PSLs ever. And to be treated the way I was treated, and to be told I can't have a press pass while my Caucasian employee can after 30 years because of some guy, like I'm not in a hurry to spend 6 hours in the car driving to Buffalo. Now that being said,
Or
I'm set
taking
for
other people to make them money.
Kansas City's going to cost me $300 to get in or $400 to get in. I love that stadium and the vibe.
It's a crazy
It'll
place.
be worth it to me. And Luke's going to have a pre like whatever. I hope we win. I'm not rooting to
I
not go to
hope
Kansas
so.
City.
Oh, I
Anybody
hope
thinks I'm
so.
rooting against them, I'm the guy wearing the Derrick Henry jersey. I'm the guy that will be firmly first in line to say, I told you so if they win the Super Bowl 4 weeks from now with Derrick Henry. Really.
Here we are. We're that close. We're that close. It's the guy you want, as Lamar said post game. He takes the pressure off of him. It was kind of stunning early in the game. They were not going to let Derrick Henry beat him, and Lamar ran all over him. Then they said, "Oh, we got to stop that guy." And then Derrick Henry ran all over him, and then Lamar threw to everybody and anybody that nobody knew who they were. Some of these guys didn't even know their name. Guy catching a ball, guy running a ball. Who are these people? I don't know, but they're doing it. And he, look, what did we say after the KC game last year? It was really simple. You can't throw the ball 20 times in a row. You can't call 21 passes in a row and win the game. So what
Well, he
did they
tried
do?
to run the ball 15 times in a row to start
I'm
the game
saying,
against
what did they
Pittsburgh.
do? They ran, did they run 50 times? 50 running plays, I think it was.
I'll get you the full stat pack here. Lamar ran 15, Henry, which is too much. Derrick Henry ran 26. I mean, Lamar ran 10 times in the first quarter.
That's 41.
You're mentioning Sims running the ball, correct? Right.
Yes,
So
yes.
yes, he ones for 15, and then you're mentioning
Bill. Oh, Miller,
Miller catching
right.
three balls. Yes.
And then Justice Hill.
Oh well, we know who he is.
But
Yes.
I'm saying running the ball. They
He
ran the
ran
ball
six
almost
times. Yes.
50 times.
26 and
50
15 is
times.
41 and 9 is 50. 50.
50. That's
He
what I
ran
said.
50 times.
50 runs. And that's how we're going to win. That's how we're going to beat Buffalo. It's how we're going to beat Kansas City. It's how we're going to win the world. That's what you got to do. It's who we are. And it brings time of possession, makes it easier on the defense, less possessions to worry about. What do we
And it's going
two
to
to
snow in
one.
Buffalo Sunday.
2-1 time of possession. Yeah, and it's going to snow. So be a great time.
Well, it's the reason we got Derrick Henry's to get off the bus with him in Orchard Park
Absolutely.
on Sunday night. Leonard Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. He handles money in the American Dream. All the information up at RaskinGlobal.com. It's also at the front of Baltimore Positive and ads and all that good stuff. Leonard's very easy to find to give you some advice, take a phone call from you. Meantime, Lucas and Owings Mills, together we are gathering here and speaking all week long. I have legends of the Ravens on. I have Hall of Fame voters. I have Buffalo media people like Vic Carucci coming on, Steve Tasker. It's going to be a big week around here. Buckle up your chin straps. We got the game of the year, the game of the
Absolutely.
century coming up in the AFC divisional playoff in Buffalo. Leonard will join us next week, hopefully in the victory circle en route
Amen.
to Kansas City. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm
Here's
Nestor. He's
open.
Leonard. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking barbecue and crab cakes and all that good stuff. Go beat the Bills this week. Put them out of their misery.